All our senses we should apply in inviting Krishna and avoiding the present. Just as a ship makes advancement, eliminating the waters by its side, by her side, and going on, by pushing the water on its side back, pushing on. So, however we are in the midst of, we shall push them back and enter into, from subtle to subtler region, to material consciousness, towards pure consciousness and Narayan consciousness and ultimately Krishna consciousness. It is possible. It is possible by our cultivation of Krishna in all means. Taking prasadam, then this archanam, then this name, preaching all these things, reading, serving Vaishnava. In various means we may engage to earn that affinity, that real affinity, tendency, earnestness towards what we have got conception of from Guru and the books, Bhagavatam, Gita, etc. The culture which is given. If it is taking, touching to my heart, I want to earn that my, that jewel of that my heart, which my heart hangs. Start total advance towards that. By all means. Even in dream also, we shall try to have a dream of that type. Nahi ekoti devi, Rupa Sanatan, when they were cultivating this Krishna consciousness in such a way, it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Avasar nahi ekoti devi. Not the smallest point of time spared otherwise. Continued nishtha. Nishtha means nirantarya. Continuous attempt to approach towards Krishna consciousness. When it is continuous, without any gap, then it comes to the stage of nishtha. Then the ruchi, a real test proper, will come next. After the continued mentality about Krishna we may have. Nishtha means continue, no gap. Always Krishna, thinking about Krishna. Then the ruchi that is test will come, real test, pure test. Not false, imitating test. Then asakti, then bhava. In this way the progress from the out towards inner world. It will come.
So, Lord Haribol.
Lord Haribol.
Maharaj? So I've been doing those things very imperfectly for about 11 years as a devotee. But I still feel that I'm not making any progress.
I don't think that you have not made any progress. The test will be, suppose if you leave this, what will be your position? A challenge to you. One day you don't take name, you don't talk about Krishna, you engage yourself in other things. Can you do that?
No.
Indirect. Bhakti parishan bhavo virakti annatra. Withdrawal from other topics. This is a measuring process also, on the negative side. Positive side, it cannot be measured. On the negative side, if you ask to separate yourself from Krishna consciousness, or if there is another topics of the worldly type, the political, social or other, it won't be tasteful to you. You will come away from there.
But
that is the sign of progress.
But Maharaj, even as a boy, when before I joined, Krishna consciousness, I was tending toward God. Always I was interested in God, more than other things.
That I know, that was a raw thing, and it is getting systematized.
Yes.
It is more valuable.
But I want to make definite, more progress, positive progress. Now I'm doing so many scientific things, systematic things, one should make some...
Once, three Brahmacharins was wandering before our Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj could understand that they want to say something to him, but they can't. Then Guru Maharaj himself asked, I think you want to say something to me, but you hesitate? Yes, we came to say something to you. You say, what do you want to say? Said, that so long we have come and joined in the mission, but we don't find any progress. But is it? Are you saying this truly? Are you true when you say this? Yes, as much as we can know sincerely, we feel that we could not make any progress. All right, go. All right. If you could think that you have got something, then there was danger. You see, that I have got Krishna. I have got Krishna bhakti. Krishna bhakti is such. The finite says that I have captured a portion of infinite within me. That is dangerous. But I can't. I can't leave him, I can't go back, but I have got nothing in my fist. It is all right. You are in the relativity of Krishna.
I think he means, Maharaj, that he did not make as much progress as he'd like to make. He did not make as much progress as he'd like to make.
He liked to make more progress than he is doing presently.
I see.
Faster.
The measurement from the negative side, positive side, no measurement possibly. Mahaprabhu himself said, not a bit, not a drop of the divine love I have got within me. Na prema gandhasti darapi me haru. Then why you are crying, weeping, shedding tears so much? Oh, you don't know. I want to show to the people I have got the divine love. Only to get this name, to deceive the people, I am showing so much tears, shedding so much tears. Why do you say so? Bhamishi vidasya nanalokanang vina. But it is a positive proof that I have got not a single drop of Krishna love, divine love. Why I could not, I could not die without that? Why I am fostering my life? I am dragging my life in me without having that great thing? This is positive proof that I have no love. If I had a speck, a drop of love, then by separation we should not have lived. That is his idea. One cannot live without Krishna. So I am living, so this is a proof that I have no love. Do you follow?
Yes.
Follow?
So you're saying progress means to build material things. This is how we should
progress.
Measure.
Others will say, see the others' progress, but he himself cannot feel any progress. That was thought. Only this test, if I am asked to leave all these things, can I do that? If the answer comes in the negative, no, I can't. I can't leave this company, these books, these activities, taking the name of Krishna, I can totally give it up. Then, of course, I have got something by the grace of my Gurudev. I have entered. Because I cannot leave them, I have got some attachment, about the purity, about the divinity, some sort of construction. Otherwise, if I am asked to leave them off just in this moment, I can't do that. I can't withdraw myself from the present condition. So I have got some taste for this. Indirectly, we may calculate. But Krishna is not such a thing that we will have in the front to talk with him and inform my grievances to him, all these things. That is not possible in such a position. That is very, very hard. Kato, Magla?
9:25. 9:25. What happened to those three brahmacharis?
The three brahmacharis that talked to Bhaktisiddhanta. What happened to them?
You are all right, you may go.
But what
no apprehensions. You are all right.
They advance further?
Yes. Yeah. They remained after that. I have got it, it is most dangerous. I have got Krishna prema. I have not got, but I can't live. I can't live this sort of life. Hare Krishna. Narottam Thakur says in so many songs, Mahaprabhu came with such a flood of divine love. All animals, leaves, trees, he got it. But only with the exception of myself. Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu has distributed it so extensively. But my unfortunate self, that is out of his mercy. Narottam Thakur. And many of his songs he has mentioned like that. Narottama Dasa Kavai, Nata Jivarana. Ami Kevan Vaki Roy Dhamde. When the single exception of myself, all delivered in Jerome, inundated with the mind of the whole country I see, with the single exception of this offensive soul. This is the feeling. It's like Aina is dealing with infinite. This is the necessary nature. Can never assert that I have God. Because the uncertain position, freedom is on that side. And you have taken shelter only. You may be eliminated, driven any moment. Such is our position. We may be driven by right. If we want to establish any right, no right. But by affection, we can have many things. not another matter of right. But through serving affection, by serving, we get an affection from the opposite side, and that is our property. That faith, that sraddha, that is property. No claim. No claim can be established externally and legally. Affection is above law, above justice, the mercy, mercy plane. It is such in nature. Not legal document, but in possession by love, you may possess everything, but no document can force. That is the relation of the negative and positive. The aggressor, that is the aggressed, predominating and the predominated. The negative right. Negative has got a right. Positive cannot stand independent. The positive is aggressive and negative passive. But passive existence is also a kind of existence, a type of assertion, but not, which imitates the nature, the demand of the positive. Not that qualification. It is otherwise. A different nature, the property of different nature. So that is that affection, love, that goes in that line. We cannot establish in right over anyone's affection. It is always independent. We can't force affection. It is spontaneous. We can demand and force to exact any affection. Physically. But by service we can draw affection. Affection is there. By serving we can acquire affection of anyone and everyone. Not by demand, not by law. It's such a land, free land. Free love. Hare Krishna. So that is land of beauty, mercy, love, divinity, affection, charm. Not under justice, under law. Still they hold the supreme position. In Dwarka, in married life, some obligation, some influence of law, that is not very laudable, not very tasteful. In Vrindavan, it is free, so the highest play of love there possible. No obligation or anything of the sort. Gold, hurry, 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 gold. Do you follow? Very abstruse, abstract. Still it is holding the highest position according to Bhagavat and Mahaprabhu and the devotees. Freedom. Love only exists in the land of freedom. Never obligation of law. It does not care for any force or any law or any obligation. It is free. Free, then it is love. Well, above obligation, as much as above all these Lord. So much the intensity and the representation of love. A very peculiar circumstance, and the commanding everything. Even Krishna, the autocrat, the despot, he is also controlled by love. What to speak of others? There is no other way to control him, but he can be controlled only through love. Love is so powerful, and so independent, so free, so pure, does not care for anything for its existence, independent. Charm, beauty, is queen of itself. Gaurhari, who is Jyotish Mahārāja?
Tirtha.
Eh?
Tirtha.
Bhakti Vijay Tirtha. Tirtha Maharaj. Bhakti Vijay
Tirtha Maharaj. Bharati Maharaj.
Bharati
Maharaj. Yeah, also come. Only with the exception of Akharananda Maharaj, Swami.
Yes.
Swami Maharaj.
Aranya Maharaj.
Aranya Maharaj also. They are engaged there.
The plowmen came.
Oh.
So they're plowing the field. And Akharananda Maharaj. He's feeling very tired, exhausted this morning.
And Aranya Maharaj is supervising
the plowing. Two ox teams came.
Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol. Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol. Nijai Gaur Hari Bol.
Bharati Maharaj and myself were making a video to have him show when he goes to South Africa. He'll be leaving in South Africa in a few days. So I introduced him to the devotees in South Africa on the video. And also, I'd like to bring that machine upstairs for a few minutes and request your divine grace perhaps to say a few words of blessing to the devotees in our new society, if it would be possible. I don't want to.
I have brought my sympathy for your independent preaching. It is already known to everyone.
We may leave it at that. That's all right.
Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. What is video proper? You will speak here, and your words and the photo, that will be in a
television.
It will be seen from there.
It's like a tape, like a tape. Like we are taping your voice, so we tape your voice and your
as
image.
Well as figure, image. Yes. And it will be produced there.
Yes.
Video is here, Maharaj.
A television is something other.
No, the television is the where the film is shown.
Suppose I phone from here to Africa, and anything that when I am making phone, they would see my photo?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That is also.
No, that's not possible.
No.
Not in a telephone.
That's not possible.
Not yet. It's possible in some places.
Yeah.
Only with Sanjaya.
Who is making the phone, his figure is also there.
Yes. This tape.
There is television, something like that.
Yes.
This is like an instantaneous film. We film you and after finish we can see the film.
It is localized.
Electronic.
Yes. Localized. This tape would then have to be transmitted over one big antenna, broadcasting unit for other people to see it on their televisions.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Let Guru Gauranga help in that way. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. So Madhav Maharaj, our Madhav Puri Maharaj, he is in a fix. He says, I don't find Krishna, and also I can't leave Krishna where I am.
I'm very sympathetic. I'm in the same position. But you can give us Krishna, please, kindly do so.
Krishna se tumhara Krishna dite paro, tumhara swakati aasi. This is going upward. Nadyabhi visramati, this life. There is a saying of Kalidas, the great Sanskrit poet. He was a very clever and a good poet. There was a king in the Karnataka state near Bombay. He was very fond of pandits and poets. But he has his court pandit, one named by name Balla. He was very clever. He did not allow any pandit to meet the king. The king appreciates the scholarship, then he is very benevolent, he gives many gifts to them. So he guards. And he was very afraid of Kalidas. If Kalidas can enter in any way, then he will capture the whole state. The king will be so much enchanted by his poetry. But one day Kalidas went there. Kalidas' appearance was not very capturing. He went there that I am a Brahmin boy. I can't eat. I am very, very poor. If you allow me to go to the king and you plead on my behalf that he gives some vritti, some help, continuous health, then I can live, otherwise I shall die without food. Oh, you are so poor, boy. Yes. You are a Brahmin, you say? Yes. Do you know any Sanskrit? Very little. Oh, little. Can you compose any poem in praise of the king? Then it would be very easy for me to get some grant for you from the state. Yes, I can. I don't think whether it will satisfy you or not. Just try, give me some specimen. Then Kalidas composed a poem. Uttishta tishta bhu rajan mukhaṁ prakhālaya svata rautite nagore kukku chabaituhi chabaituhi. What is the meaning? Uttishta tishta bhu rajan, O king, wake up from the bed. Tishtabhu Rajan, Mukham Prasa, wash your face, your mouth. Pakhalayasvata. Pakhalayasva, it is all right, Sanskrit. But what is this ta? Oh, take it in hand at present. Rojite nagore kukku, the ta must be put here. A part of a word that must be put there, the kukuta it will be. But there is no room, so it has been replaced here. He's laughing in his heart. And yes. Then Rajagukku, Nagarikukku, Chabaituhi. What is the meaning of this expression? Chabaituhi. But Chabaituhi, it is only to fill up the gap, no meaning. So, three parts I have composed anyhow, but the fourth part, no word came. So, these words, twice repeated, Chabaituhi, Padapuram, filled up only. Yes. He thought that if I can represent such a fool, then my dignity will be increased. So he took him to the king. And when Kalidas met Justin, he presented before the king, he began his own poems, regimented poems. Srimannatha Tavanami Bhagavati Vani Nari Nittati Taddishta Kamala Samagatavati Lula Vibadhagunai Kirtis Chandra Korinda Kunda Kumuda Kiru Dani Rupama Trasadam Vodhi Vilanga Chavita Najjapi Vishramati. In this way, and then that man was denounced. Oh, a Kalidas, no other gentleman. He has anyhow entered. What to do, Raja? He is happy like anything. Please. Oh, such poem I never heard. Though I have got extensive study of so many ancient poetry, but such type of poetry I never heard. The meaning is, Srimannatha Tavanane Bhagavati Vani Nari Nittati. Oh my Lord, in your tongue, the goddess of learning is dancing madly. Srimannatha Tavanane Bhagavati Vani Nari Nittati. The mad dancing of the goddess of learning in your tongue. Nari Nari Nittati Taddishta Kamala Samagatavati. The goddess of wealth, Lakshmi Devi, she came hearing that goddess of learning is dancing there. The Lakshmi Devi came, the goddess of wealth. Taddishta Kamala Samagati. Lula Vibadhagani. His name is famous that she is very chanchala, mane, he does not stay in one place for a long time. She is very fickle. That is, money does not stand anywhere for some long time. He goes away. So Kamala, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of wealth, she is notorious for her living the quick leaving the place, so leaving any place quickly. That is Lola. But Vardhaguni, but she is tied down by your qualities. She came to see the dance of the learning, both learning and wealth, that is within you, it is captured by you. Vardha Gunai, by your quality, she is tied. Gun means quality, gun means also rope. She is tied and she can't leave you. So both learning and the wisest wealth under your command permanently. Tadrishta, Kamalasana Vardha, Vardha Lulapi Vardha. Kirtis Chandra Korinda Kunda Kunda Kiroda Nirupama. Hearing this, the Kirti, the fame, the fame means Kirti. Kirti that can be compared with successively these things. Chandra. It can be compared with the moon. But some say that moon has got some black spot. So I reject. Chandra Kunda. Then Kunda Puspa is very white, very pure, tight. It may be compared. No, some sort of defects there. Kumuda. Then this red lily. Then also some defect may reject it. That the daytime it becomes pale. Kunda Kumuda Khiroda Nirupama. And it may be compared with Khira Samudra, the ocean of milk. Trasadam Budhim Vidangha Charita. It may be compared to your fame, your glory, that may be compared with these things successively. Crossing the ocean, she has started, but she does not stop. Stop by the fear that Lakshmi is tied down here, and the Saraswati madly dancing, so she also may be caught here. So Kirti is running, crossing the sea towards different directions for fear of being tied down here. Kirti means just fame. As much as it is going away, so much it is very expensive, it is laudable, it is desirable. The fame has gone beyond the ocean. Your fame, your choice. In this way. For which I began this slope, what point? I came to this slope. What was the point of our discussion before?
He cannot find Krishna, but he cannot leave Krishna.
He's in a fix. What is the point of similarity? Kirtishchandra. He can't, he's not satisfied, he can't leave also. And from this point, I can, to this point. Neither stay.
You say that only your mercy could give us Krishna. Then you began to discuss.
You began
to give us our mercy in the form of this discussion.
But the poor boy that went to present himself to the king to ask for some.
Not that part. তুমি তো কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো, তোমার স্বগতি আছে। কৃষ্ণ সে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো, তোমার স্বগতি আছে। আমি তো গঙ্গা কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি ধাই তব পাশে পাশে কীর্তিশ্চন্দ্র কলিন্দ কুন্দ ত্রাসাদম মেবি সার্টেন সিমিলারিটি আই ফরগট দ্য লিঙ্ক দ্যাট কীর্তি But Kirti, the fame is running away for fear of being of bondage. For fear of bondage, Kirti is going away, running away. So, it is going up without limit, running up. Krishna se tumar Krishna dite paro. He says that my guru, he can. He's in a position to give Krishna. That Guru says, my Guru can give me Krishna. He says, my Guru in Parampara. It is running towards up, running. I have got nothing. My property all belongs to my Gurudev. He will say in his turn, I have nothing in my position. It is the property of my Gurudev. In this way, the telescopic system, everyone enhancing, and that through that telescopic system it is coming here. The sun is there, and it's anything, telescopic system coming to us. this glass is in position of this figure. No, the next glass is in position. But they are reflecting. They are conscious. They are giving reflection. They're coming down in succession. Everyone thinks, no, I have nothing. But my Gurudev, there I can see, it is there. In the next glass, he can trace. In this way, this is transparent Guru Parampara. Through them, it comes enhanced vision. Self-abnegation, self-surrender. Through that is the transparent characteristic. And through that passes the sun is where, but it is coming here. And the reflection it can catch. So Guru Parampara is a telescopic system, Padu, that can show how. But everyone says it is wonderfully found. That no, I have got nothing. I have got nothing. But I see, here it is. Here it is, my Gurudev. To the Vaishnava I can see clearly. There is Krishna. But my position is very poor, and my faith is very bad. This is the peculiar life, peculiar life. But the finite, to approach infinite. For the negative, to connect with positive. No assertion is possible. The right is there. No right given extensively. Extensively, not ostentatiously. No right. But a right through affection, it is meant like that. Not physical right or anything, but a reflection, and that not a gloss, but to the fine heart, it is very tangible. It is very tangible to a fine heart, that susceptible heart, tangible. In others, they cannot find its existence anywhere. But the fine instrument can catch that such sort of existence is, and this is the highest type of existence. This sort of existence is of the highest type, so subtle, so fickle, so independent, so free, so expanding, so embracing, such things remain in the world. A Krishna consciousness, and there others, his paraphernalia, the Swarup Shakti. It is such. It is there, but not detectable so easily. So independent is existence they are maintaining in this world. Everything, but nothing. So command in its own existence it has got. Appearing, non-appearing, withdrawing, that sweet babe. So free, so